The Impact Equation. That's what this is about. It's about a particular book. And I'm making the audiobook because yesterday I realized that I had got nowhere reading it. I had only read about 12 or 14 pages of the book. And that at this rate, it's going to be the slowest book I've ever read in my life. And then I thought, actually, that's very good. That's very good. It's a bit like a good red wine. You know, you don't want to slurp down loads of glasses of it, get yourself pissed, and then find that you can't even really appreciate the wine. So you drink it in very small sips. And in fact, in some cases, you even spit it out. But I'm not in for spitting out The Impact Equation. It's a book that means a lot to me, and I've started to read it. And that's the point. It's still alive in my mind. And there has been a huge flurry of excitement, and it strode up the bestsellers list in the United States. It's one of the best-selling business books on the market today. And it's by Chris Brogan and Julian Smith. And if you haven't read it, you definitely should get yourself a copy of it and read it your way, because my way is really slow. And I'm thinking, all these other people have read it. I know somebody who read it in a single sitting. And that's their way, and that's fine as far as I'm concerned. But my way is very slow. And the point about it is that I'm wondering about what authors do when they are launching a book. They undoubtedly, you know, you have all the work at writing it, and at the same time as you're writing it, you're working with your publisher about how you're going to market it and what role you're going to play in the marketing of your book, because these days publishers insist that the authors play a very active role in promoting the book. And I think that's an excellent thing, and the publishers are responding to the curiosity of the public and of the readers and the purchasers to the people. And there's nothing like, for example, a face-to-face encounter with the author to give you amplify the experience out of everything. So people who are reading The Impact Equation probably all wish that they could go to a book signing where Julian Smith and Chris Brogan actually sign a book and give them a couple of words. Well, obviously, Brogan and Smith would be run ragged if they were to do that for everybody. There's only a limited amount of personal experiences that they can actually conduct. And the question is, where do they have them? Where do the authors go? Best of my knowledge, it's a kind of a compromise between where the publisher wants them to go and where they'd like to go themselves. But, you know, authors can correct me on this. There's a certain amount of freedom, behind where you go. But all of that is usually all clustered around the launch of the book. I'm very interested in the topic of longevity for the book. How do you get long-term sales of a book as opposed to rapid, quick purchasing, even quick reading, quick consuming? How do you actually, what can you do to give the book the best chance of becoming a classic? And that's I would imagine that most authors of books that they are proud of having written would love their book to become a classic. And yet, how can we actually, what's the steps to helping a book to become a classic? There we are. That's all I have to say for today. The Impact Equation is available. You can get it by ordering it in your local independent bookshop, but you can also get it from amazon.co.uk and amazon.com. Thanks very much. Bye.